This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
I might do my show Saturday morning from your house if the Islanders lose on Friday night.
Every time you're on Long Island, I don't even get a text message. You come
I'll
to the show
Cass
here.
I'll send an email. I'll say, listen, I need access to the house. Can I do the show from there? She'll say, of course, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, Dave, but I don't know that you could do the show from there. They don't even have reliable internet.
You've got mail.
That's true. Very unreliable internet because he overslept yesterday and then he didn't turn his microphone on today. So you're right.
This is DCR.
Tony and Rockaway. Morning, Tony. You're on 98.7. Hi, Tony. Tony, this is your people. Great. Great job, Tony. Now we'll go to my people, Steve in Israel.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Coleman with the puck to the left of Vasilevsky. Turnover in front. Beauvillier shoots. He scores! There will be a Game 7 Friday night in Tampa. Islanders win it 3-2. Sudden death overtime.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
You're listening to DCR. We're live every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Give us a call, 1-800-919-3776. Dave is in an awful mood today, and I hate it, so ask him how he's doing. I'm Rick DiPietro. We got Chris Candy. Won one Super Bowl. Probably should have been two.
Romo buys some time. Keeps the play alive, and the pass dropped by Creighton. Had it in his hands, had first down yardage, and dropped it.
And with hockey analysis like this,
you were there with many men with facial hairs.
There's no wonder why this guy has the only hockey show on the station. That is one Dave Rothenberg. It's a victory Thursday. Islanders force a Game 7. Yankees bail out Chapman and their manager in the ninth. Welcome back, Michael Conforto. Looks like Team Rick, which we'll get into, may officially become the Brooklyn Nets. And as always, we've already done it. We had observations and did it happen in Florida. And now the man, the myth, the legend, our fearless driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
That is Dave, the biggest Islander fan I know, Rothenberg.
I will tell you what, that was a much better open the second time around than the first time around.
Well, we heard him the whole time,
Dave. Yeah, clicking on all cylinders. Unlike last time when you forgot to turn your microphone on.
And the New York Islanders win!
Just a lack of professionalism, Dave.
A lack of preparation, I think, is the term that many would use in the industry. But that was a well-done job.
I'm on a very restrictive diet right now.
What are you doing diet-wise that you can't eat?
Cassie's weighing food and everything. It's too much. I can't. I'm on board. I said I would do it with her. She wants to do it. Because she's trying to shed all this baby weight, which is fine. I'm into it. But she's got me like weighing broccoli.
You shouldn't have to weigh broccoli.
It's
you have
green.
To weigh.
You
have to weigh it on this diet. I have to weigh it.
You can eat as much broccoli as you want.
No. Yeah. First of all, you get gas.
Points in broccoli. Eat away.
No,
stuff your face with the green vegetable.
If you eat a lot of broccoli and cauliflower on a plane, bad idea.
Oh yeah.
Terrible idea.
No,
I gotta weigh it. I got a certain amount of certain ounces of chicken or whatever, certain ounces of like quinoa or rice, and then whatever the vegetable is. I even got to weigh out the fruit.
Have you seen the commercial for Progressive? I love this commercial when they're like, "Don't turn into your parents."
And it's my favorite commercial.
Yes, I love
and they
it.
Have quinoa on the board, and the one guy's like quinoa, and then the guy goes Joaquin. I love that. That might be. Every time it gets me, Joaquin. So good.
But those commercials couldn't be more true, though. Tell me you don't find yourself at certain points.
They're the best.
Like, I am turning into my, I'm turning into my parents.
Because you say stuff that your parents used to say to you, and you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
The live, laugh, love signs, that is the telltale sign that you have morphed into your parents. When you buy those, Just saying. Just saying.
Let's learn how to open an email, everybody.
Yes.
Right?
We'll teach you what BCC means.
That's right. That's a life that you're living right now. So you're in a great mood. And we've heard it from Jump Street this morning. You're just cloud nine. Islanders with a huge win. Maybe the last game ever at the Coliseum. Down 2-0. Looks like it's dire. They score the goal in the second to make it 2-1. A phenomenal goal from Mayfield in the third, tying the game. And then the overtime winner very quickly in the extra session. So you got to be feeling, this is as good as you could possibly feel off the win last night, because it was on the verge of being done, Rick. They come back, they win, and maybe the most important player from Tampa is questionable to play in Game 7. I mean, this has to be as good as it gets for you right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine it get much better. I mean, it's, you had Barzell just took over in the third period is what he decided. I mean, it got feisty in, you know, at the end of the second. And Mayfield, who was, I mean, he was physical. They were physical all night. I mean, you know, guys were, you know, going down left and right for Tampa. And that's, I mean, what the Islanders do. They beat the hell out of you. Like, they're going to, if you're going to beat the Islanders, you're going to earn it. And, you know, they took it to him physically. He had Stamkos bleeding, you know, at the end of the second period. Barzell for me in the third period was the difference. And now, if you, I mean, listen, I'm telling you right now, if you're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, knowing that you're not going to have Kucherov.
Well, you don't know
or
that.
Maybe, well, no, the chance, the possibility that you won't. There's two possibilities here. Either you won't have him or he plays, and I have a hard time believing he's going to be 100%. So either way, I mean, either way, it works to the Islanders' benefit.
It's because their power play is advantage for the Islanders.
Well, dude,
but,
I mean,
but it's not like they lack talent. I mean, he's great, but Tampa could still win this game even if he doesn't play.
Okay, but timeout. What separates Tampa from the Islanders and everyone else so far this postseason that they've played has been how great their power play has been. And Kucherov is one of the reasons why their power play is great. Because if you would have asked me if Kucherov was healthy for that entire game and it was tied 2-2, and now Tampa goes on the power play, you know, later on in that third period, there's probably, I mean, just statistically, close to a 40% chance that they score on that power play and end up winning the game. Like, that's been a huge key to their success. Dave, Kucherov has more assists than anyone else has points.
What does he have, 21 assists this postseason?
He's got 22 assists.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
13 on the power play, by the way. To speak to my point.
How many power play goals do they have this postseason?
Kucherov by himself has 4 goals and 13 assists on the power play.
Wow.
That can't be right.
What do you mean? There's 2 assists.
How many power play goals
do
they have this postseason?
What do you mean it can't be right? I'm sitting here looking at it.
That feels like it shouldn't be right. That one guy has 17 points on the power play in the postseason?
Power play, 4 goals, 13 assists.
Jeez.
Braden Point, 7 power play goals. Steven Stamkos, 4 power play goals. Killorn, 4 power play goals. Victor Hedman, 11 power play assists. Guess what all those guys have in common, Dave? They all play on the first power play unit. They're all in the same power play. They're dynamic. I mean, Tampa's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first five guys, most points in the postseason are all Tampa Bay Lightning guys. So, I mean, their skill is there. So, you got, I mean, the best thing you can do against them is beat the hell out of them.
Or not have them play.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Which is part of beating the hell out of them.
Yeah. There you go. 800-919-3776. You want to hear from your people?
All my people. Every single one of them. They hate you, too, which is my favorite.
They don't hate. They love me. They love me.
You've been disrespectful to them, and they know, just like RJ. I don't think RJ likes you very much anymore either.
RJ, true or not true, you like me right now. At this moment, you care for me or you don't.
Yeah, I got no problem with you at this exact moment.
See?
Everyone refuses to play along. No one wants to have a good time on the show.
Everyone wants to have a good time.
No one wants to have a good time.
They don't want to make themselves look like they hate me. It's a bad look. I'm likable.
Canty team up all of a sudden. I got Shake and Bake. Canty and Dave, Shake and Bake.
It's not all of a sudden.
Yeah, you pushed us here, and now we're here. And now you don't like what's happening.
Working on Prestige Worldwide is what you two are doing.
Prestige Worldwide.
Prestige Worldwide.
We teach you the right way to do the wrong thing.
Yeah, that is a good business, though. I think we should we should consider that.
Bonded us. You have pushed us together. We had no choice but to feel this affection towards each other and to come punching at you.
Although it is troubling what you've done, Dave, because originally Rick did no opens, then he did the Thursday 5 a.m. open, now he does the 5 and the 7 a.m. open. You are just slowly
shifting. It's the
work,
you know,
away.
I'm slowly trying to have him do every open, RJ.
I mean, you're just coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're doing something.
You know what the good news is for me? If the Islanders win, at least I have a solo show on Saturday. If they lose, I have a solo show on Saturday. And God forbid they win, I don't have to deal with it next week.
I'm going to call in. Listen, I'm going to. Is Ty working on Saturday?
No, Ty just had a baby. He's taking
paternity leave.
Yeah,
well, there's such thing as paternity leave. Really?
Yes. All right.
It says lazy.
Wow.
Wait, hang on. The guy is bonding with his first child, and you say that's lazy?
Wow.
I didn't get any day. I got one day off.
Whose fault is that?
They told me I couldn't take any time. That's what they said.
There's no way they told you.
I would repeat
this on the radio. There's no way they told you. You just have a baby. You can take no time off. There's no way.
You've seen how they are.
In the NFL, Dave, they don't have to tell you. If you don't show up to work because you had a baby, guess who doesn't have a job after this year? Just say it.
I was made to be very uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah, there's no such thing as that in the NFL. No such thing.
Well, you got to plan it better.
How can I plan it? I didn't. I mean, this is not something.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm saying NFL players, you got to plan it better. You have a very long offseason. Plan to have the baby then.
So during the off season,
you think Antonio Cromartie was going in planning these things?
I don't think he's planning anything.
No,
I think he's thinking that feels good.
Shooting up the club.
Yeah. I got Cheryl who's 919. I got Cheryl who's 3. I got Alex who's 3.
Yeah,
I got Tiffany who's 3.
And then I have another one.
You got triplets.
Yeah. This is a great caller. He's one of my favorites, even though he's going to be a good mood, which is going to frustrate me today. Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Dave, how you doing, Dave? You good?
I'm not doing well, Fran. I'm in a way this morning.
I want to start off. Last time I called, I want to apologize to Mr. Canny. I called you the other guy over there, and I just want to start by saying I totally apologize.
All good, Fran. All good.
All right. I've been on hold for about 45 minutes, which I never last this long on hold. I always get off the air. You know, I hang up. But anyway, This is one of the toughest. I've called 100,000 times the radio, and this is one of the toughest calls I ever had to make. But I am one of the biggest Islander fans there ever was, and you know, Dave, you know how much I told you I'd put myself in front of a bullet for you. You remember the other day, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's one thing about you, Dave.
What happened?
I don't know, maybe he stepped in front of a bullet for you.
I didn't feel anything coming my way. What happened?
Hello.
Oh, there you are, Fran. We thought the rating hung up on you.
Sorry, I hit mute. I'm sorry. But anyway, Dave, I told you how I feel about you. You know
yes,
that.
And I feel the same way, Fran.
I mean, the Islanders are just, they're it. You know what I mean? When it comes to sports, that's my team. And Rick, man, I'm on your side on this one, Rick. The bottom line is with Ranger fans. Dave, you have plans for the 23rd of July?
No, that's funny. That's adorable.
Because Ranger fans, listen, there's one thing I can't stand. Listen, who owns who? Giant fans or Jet fans? Giant fans.
Jet fans.
Who owns who?
Fran, you just had the biggest win in your franchise history in the last 38 years. Why are the Rangers even a conversation?
Because you push people
today?
To this. Because you push people.
You
to this.
Know
push
why?
People
to you nothing. Know why? Because we can't stand Ranger fans. It doesn't. And I love the way you say, "Oh, you know, you just Ranger fans are the worst fans they are." And I'll
Stop
tell you why.
It. You know what? Stop it, Fran. You're embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself.
Okay. Dave, let me finish what I was saying. You won't let me because I knew I was going to hit a button. Yankee fans own Met fans. I'm a Met fan. Giant fans own Jet fans. And there ain't no doubt about it. Islander fans own friggin' Ranger fans. Remember, when we won the Stanley Cup, we had Mr. Tux across the street. You guys owned Manhattan. The bottom line is, when you won the Stanley Cup, you were the friggin' Edmonton Rangers, the New York Oilers.
Oh, please. You know what, really?
Fran,
I love you, but we're done. We're done. I'm sorry. Goodbye. All right, it's enough. You guys were the Edmonton Rangers.
You've done it again.
You know what? Go on your run. Try to win a cup and leave the Rangers' good name out of your mouths. All right? We do not matter to you right now. Why you can't just bask in your own success and glory and not bring in the Rangers is beyond me. Are you that shallow?
Dave, we live rent-free in their heads. That's what it is, man.
Oh, now it's we.
See?
All right, now it's
that's
we.
Right. Welcome aboard, baby.
It's
welcome
official.
Aboard.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah, you know, I thought about leaving home just because of how they
Are
did my
back?
Guy, Quinny. I think I'm back, Dave. There's no place like it.
That's
I think
right.
I'm back
welcome
home.
Back.
Madison Square Garden.
Are you sure you don't want like a Hempstead Turnpike kind of potential parade, Chris? You'd prefer the 7 million down Broadway?
Yeah, I prefer
Over
that.
Over Jericho
yeah,
Turnpike, prefer, though?
Yeah. I'll let them keep that. I'll let them keep that.
Yeah, enjoy the
I don't think they're even going to have that, though, Dave. There will be no parade.
No,
down
there will
State
be no
Park.
Parade. Maybe I'll have my own parade on Saturday morning when the Islanders lose on Friday night.
I can't wait till they win. I'm calling it. I'll be the only caller on your show. Whoever's working the board, just keep me on the entire. I'll co-host
welcome.
The show.
How about this? I will extend this to you right now. By the way, DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. How about this? Okay? No matter what happens, you guarantee me that at 9:15 Saturday morning, you come on as a guest.
No, I can't guarantee that.
He's not going to do that, Dave.
That's too early.
Too early?
Yeah, I can't do that. That's too early.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you, that's too early.
No, that's too early. Like, Saturday and Sunday are like the only days that we get to sleep until the baby wakes up.
You know what? I offer you a 9:15 prime slot,
it's not reasonable. All right.
I'm going to make another offer.
I don't want any of the offers.
Then you're dead.
I regret saying it. I don't want to be on the radio on Saturday.
Wow.
And it has nothing to do with you. I'm good.
And he wonders why they didn't offer him an opportunity to be a part of the hockey show.
He doesn't do the hockey show on Saturday.
The hockey show live Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. You didn't want any part
I'll
of this
play
hockey
along.
Show, and you know it. You just continue to embarrass yourself.
You know what? I came when I was listening to your sycophant, who now is on my side because you've turned him off too. I came to a realization. It was almost an epiphany. The reason why you watch these serial killer documentaries is because you're the radio version of Charles Manson. You got people calling in that have no. Oh, I'd take a bullet for you, Dave.
People love me.
No, I mean you can't help it. Brainwashed.
People love me. Brainwashed. Nobody. People.
This is like the cult of Rothenberg. Is what it is.
To the radio.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Saturday, June 26th. That's this Saturday, 9 p.m. on pay-per-view. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN. You could watch the fight on us. Again, be the first caller right now, 888-987-3776. We'll give you the Showtime pay-per-view access code, all from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN. So that's nice. We continue to give stuff away all summer long.
Every time you've done that read, the first thing I think of is... You remember in Something About Mary?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you built the Stadio Olimpico? He's like, no, the Aliente Caliente Towers down the street.
But what?
Did you build the Stadio Olimpico?
No, just down the street, the Salento Caliente.
The Salento Caliente. Why does that make you think of that, though?
No, because when you did the... When you pronounce his name, you say the Azteca. The only thing, for some reason, like right to my mind is that clip you just heard.
But I thought I did it beautifully.
No, you did an awesome job. And I knew you were stressing out about those. Any of those kind of the boxing or UFC reads you usually struggle
but
with.
You know what I did this time, which I rarely ever do? I looked ahead.
Oh, nice.
I never know what names. We had that, what was that one name, like Blavakovic or whatever his name was?
Blahovic, yeah.
That one got me nervous. So this one I made sure to look ahead.
What did you say?
Blahovic. No. Jan Blahovic.
That's still good. That's still good.
I like how I correct myself. No.
Thank
no.
God for the show. Honestly, thank Jan God for this show.
Blahovic. No. Jan Blahovic. What's so good is you can see, like, in my mind when I got it right, my voice goes up, Blahovic. Like, look at that.
An epiphany.
It. It's Blahovic. How'd he do in that fight, by the way?
I think he lost that fight.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't know. Did he lose that fight?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did lose that fight.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know. I'll check now.
All right.
I need these 3 hours, though. The laughing for 3 hours it sets me up perfectly for the rest of the day. And oh, by the way, I've never...
Laugh now, cry later.
I've never been, especially after
Friday night.
Oh!
See, why can't we just wait till Friday?
Can you give me
a couple hours to enjoy this?
No.
Why would I want
to give you time to be able to enjoy that win? Why would I want to do that?
I don't even know who you are anymore.
That would be me being a good teammate. And I've decided that I'm not going to do that after what you did to me the last couple of days.
He hates you right now.
Yeah. I hate his guts.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
He's a man that has been pushed to the brink. That
no, Blachowicz won,
left,
Dave.
That is now, he's now coming out swinging.
Blachowicz won.
Oh, good.
Wasn't that what that was the Blachowicz Adesanya fight, right? I think you were doing the read for?
Maybe.
Yeah, he won.
Good.
Maybe it was your read that did it.
Maybe it inspired him to go out there and really. Blachowicz. No. Jan Blachowicz. Oh, my God. Sal in Brooklyn, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo, boys, good morning. How are you today, everybody? Great show, boys. Great show. Anyway, yeah, that Blachowicz, that was a good fight with Adesanya. Went five, and you did a good call on the second lead there, D. Hey, I'm an Islander fan, okay? First and foremost, no big deal. Islander fans have to calm down a little bit, saying it was an Edmonton Oiler Ranger victory for that Stanley Cup, because they do get Broadway while we get that.
Enough. Sal, just discuss the Islanders. We don't need to bring the Rangers into the conversation.
You're right. And the same way, you don't need to bring them in. It's an Islander thing. So talk about the Islanders now, not how happy you'd be if they'd lose because you're Rangers.
But that is an Islanders conversation.
And they're not in the press right now.
No, that's a great point. No, it is. You make it Islanders Rangers by saying that.
I don't make it Islanders Rangers. I'm not rooting for the Islanders.
No, you do.
No, but
I didn't bring the Rangers into this.
No, but telling people that you hope the Islanders lose, that's your Rangers.
I do. You want me to lie? Tell you I hope they win?
No,
I don't
want
them to win.
But now you make it Islanders Rangers.
No, I just make it that Rothenberg wants the Islanders to lose.
That's the way you could draw them in, and I get it. But that Islander family said he'll take a bullet for you. I don't think he's too right up in the head. Maybe he should be the one taking a shot, not taking a bullet.
No. He would stand right in the way of the bullet.
Don't worry about it, Dave. We're just living rent-free in their heads. That's all it is.
I mean, get away from
them. They can't help it.
All of a sudden, Canty's at sea. Kevin Durant, he's French now. I see what's happening here. That's fine. I get it. I see it.
Lots of Kevin Durant.
All right. I'm going to have Milo send you a nasty voice message, which he's doing right now, as a matter of fact. I've never been more proud in my life.
Really?
He sent a nasty.
I don't think Milo's capable of that.
Canty, I went down there in between breaks, and he's sending nasty voice messages to his cousin Jax, because he's a light. Jax called him yesterday because he's at the watch party in Tampa at the Amalie Arena watching the game, calling him after they score. And Milo's getting all rattled, so he wakes up this morning and he's on his iPad. Oh, Jax, you're all disappointed because the Lightning lost. Wah! Voice notes.
Nice.
Yeah, you see what he's done? He set his child up to be an instigator, an agitator, if it would be.
Yeah.
He was provoked. What do you mean? He was provoked. He's standing up for himself.
Please.
What do you mean, please?
I mean, you're going after family, going after work.
And Canty fell for it. Canty fell for your little mind game.
My mind game? You're the Charles Manson mind game.
You're like a cult leader. Like, Canty's just, you got him hypnotized.
I'm the David Koresh of the show?
That's what you are right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, none of your Kool-Aid. And you're shaped like the Kool-Aid guy, as a matter of fact.
I'm big into that stuff, by the way. Jim Jones, David Koresh, very interesting, those people.
Yeah, because you want to, because that's what you're doing. Explains everything.
I'm not doing that. I just find that to be very interesting.
Oh, I have a segment that other people do for me. I got TJ in Nico or whatever his name is doing everything.
I have
for
TJ.
Me.
I have Nico.
Yeah,
whatever his name is.
Buying the Spider Tech.
Their names are TJ and Nico. And
really work with that Spider Tech.
Okay,
so really become familiar.
So Stephen A is the only one that's able to do that. He can just
do
say
what?
It's about. I'm the only. I can't do it. And you didn't even stick your fingers in the spider tack.
Because I didn't know what kind of allergic reaction I would have.
What happens if their young skin burns off or something?
Well, you know what? They're the interns. That's the price you pay when you're an intern on
you're
a very wildly
them?
Popular podcast.
You're not even paying them?
Of course he's not paying them.
Oh, Mike, this is almost as bad as Canty not tipping Uber drivers.
How is it bad?
That's not true, by the way.
Credit.
I tip Uber drivers now. Don't start. Listen, man, we need to clarify that word on the street.
I actually think they're both paid. Jake, who was involved yesterday, is not. And Tommy, who also was involved yesterday, is not. They're not getting
I've
paid.
Got my spider tech right here, and I thought I'm going to throw with spider tech. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to throw with spider tech. Why would I do that? I have TJ. I have Nico. There. Going to throw with spider tech.
Yeah, see? Very smart. I would have ripped my skin off.
No, you're too sensitive. You're like a veal.
You never know.
This is the least you could do.
You never know.
No, you know why?
You're in Staten Island.
You didn't want people to see you throw a baseball. That's what it was all about.
No, not. Did you see TJ throw it? I would have thrown it better than that. Ira in Staten Island is troubled by what you're doing here, Rick. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? I tell you, I'm very stressed out this week. You know, I'm my swims, my workouts are off. You know, I get up, you know, I want to hear sports. I want to hear you guys chill out. And you guys are at each other's throats. And it worries me because with the approaching football season, you got a Giant fan there. You got a Jet fan. You got a guy who played for the Giants. And
Cowboy.
I went to play for the Ravens. And the Cowboys.
He's a Cowboy.
I mean, this is very disturbing. I mean, I can't have this type of stress level early in the morning.
It's because of Rick.
I'm being attacked.
Ira, it all stems because Rick is uncomfortable in his own skin. He's taking shots at everybody, and he will not let it go. And you see it as well as anybody sees it right now.
I do. Listen. I'm offering my services. You guys want to go with outdoor dining? I got to sit down with you three. I got to settle this because I can't have this type of stress going into the football season. It's stressful enough, you know, with the Jets, watching them on Sunday. I can't have it all week long leading up to the game with you guys at each other's throats.
Yeah, but Ira, I don't understand this. I'm an avid swimmer. Dave doesn't swim. Canty can't even swim. I mean, me and you have the most in common out of anyone on the show.
No, but listen, I understand where you are off the show, but you guys are killing each other.
Yeah, I get you, Ira. You are making Ira and everybody else
I'm under attack.
Uncomfortable.
I'm under attack. I got to stand up for the people. You saw what the people voted. They're on Team Rick. I got to stand up for the people.
No, I don't think they are. I think those are your minions. The actual...
Well, again, you're calling people minions. That is
your minions. You have people that will bow at the altar of Rick DiPietro. You had that photo where you look like Jesus and they're taking it seriously.
Exactly. Dave, and yet he accuses you of being able to have a cult-like following. It's really Rick that has the cult.
Cult-like following.
He's the
cult-like
one.
Cult-like following. Yeah. It really is disgusting. We got a break, because clearly you're not worried about the clock.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I mean, I don't even know who you are anymore. The way you act, this attitude, this brashness.
Just
this
nasty,
attack.
Dave. He's just a nasty guy.
You really are.
You're just
a nasty guy. As we're coming, I would figure that during the pandemic is when you would have really struggled. But as we're coming out of that and life is starting to get back to normal, now is the time that you choose to be this? Ugh.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Attacked?
I mean, you guys have teamed up against me. I thought we were all, I mean.
Just when you were about to tag team on Rick, Dave, the only reason we teamed up against you is because you attacked us.
That's an honest mistake. I didn't realize that DeSean Jackson scored on that play. I didn't realize it.
Oh, by the way, I'm being told Rick is going to be on Barton Hahn at 12:10 today.
Yeah, with Carlin, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't let me know about that.
By the way, I mean, vicious attacks. Like, I take it easy on you guys compared to what they did to poor Carlin yesterday when he hung up on the phone. They destroyed him.
On the K show?
Oh,
what'd they do to him?
Savage attacks.
But I actually heard the beginning of that interview, and Michael was so like sloppy all over Carlin.
No, I have to. No. This was
phenomenal. I listened to you on my way. Oh, you're so wonderful at your job. What a talk show host you are. How did it turn so quickly?
As soon as he hung up, it went from, I mean, they started, he was talking about camp and how he fell in love with camp, and then it got crazy where Peter was doing ENN. Was it ENN? Yeah, it was ENN. And they played a Breen clip from the game winner, I think, in the Suns game. So they started playing that, and then they just started destroying Carlin about, like, could you imagine if this was Carlin and it was, you know, his parents were sitting around at the dinner table and he was just housing food like he normally does, and he actually, for the first time ever, put down the fork, and then they would play the sounder, and it just kept going to the point where Rosenberg had to stand up for Carlin.
Wow.
Oh.
They hate each other.
It got ugly. Ugly.
Why is there such anger? It's the summer.
Savage. I don't know. It's a savage attack.
I think it's the Islanders. I think the Islanders are making everyone on edge right now.
Maybe this is what the summer of K is all about, just attacking people.
Yeah.
And Rick is on board with it.
Of course, because he's not going to be, you know, a receiver of that attack.
Well, that's because K's on Team Rick now. I mean, he's stated
well, now.
Loyalty.
He's always been. I mean,
well, he's
the captain of Team Rick. It's disgusting.
Santy, play that sound. I mean, he stated it. He's on board. He wants to smoke.
You think he has it ready?
What? See, now, Santy, did you see what he just did? He just took a shot at you.
Please, you've been destroying RJ.
No, this is surprising.
I mean, you've been destroying RJ all week long with this misinformation that he's giving. And now I take a subtle shot.
You, and I'm killing you when you destroy RJ, too, by the way.
A subtle shot at Raymond, who I adore?
Unlike the three of you, there's unity back here.
If you say so. I don't know. The whole thing is going sideways. I don't know. Ever since the whole show is completely off the rails.
Anthony in Union Beach. Anthony, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, wow. Renee said good morning. That's a surprise.
Listen, I'm trying to be kind this morning.
All right. Rick, that was a great office win, not even an Islanders fan. It was exciting just to watch playoff hockey. But why are you letting Dave continue antagonizing you? Dave, I used to love you. Big Giants fan. Thank you, Chris, for the memories. But, Rick, you're a first-round draft pick. You're letting the guy who didn't even play sports antagonize you. That's terrible. I don't even understand it.
No, but Anthony, you got to understand. I'm trying to stand up for the people. Like he's demeaning us.
I didn't antagonize anybody.
Yeah, he's on his high horse.
Like, all I said is I'm not rooting for the Islanders. How is that antagonizing anyone, Anthony?
Why do you keep telling me? Just hope they lose for no reason. Why do you keep?
It's not for no reason. There's a perfectly good reason. I don't like them. I do not like the Islanders. That's why I'm rooting against them.
I don't like the Jets, but I'm not going to keep telling my friend, hey. I hope they keep losing.
Well, you know what? If you had 3 hours to spend on it every day, you might.
He doesn't like people. That's what the problem, Anthony. Emotionally, he's just, Anthony,
I love you.
Can't be attached to people.
Anthony, I greatly appreciate you and all the people that listen to this fine show.
I don't try to make
up
for now.
You're too much.
I'm warning you, you're turning people off is what you're doing.
I don't think so.
I mean, he was a fellow Giants fan, and now he's disgusted by you.
I think the Islanders fan might not appreciate me, but I don't think the Rangers fan appreciates you.
I mean, he was taking shots at your athleticism and everything.
I don't care.
Oh, you do.
No, he doesn't care about that.
I care.
Dave doesn't care about that.
I mean, do you know what I would give to have the Islanders lose tomorrow night?
Tell me. Give me an idea of what you would
do. Offer me a couple things. I'll tell you if I would do it.
Would you give a pinky?
No.
I would say, would you give up your dogs? But you would do that.
You could have
lose.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you give up locks, Dave?
For how long?
Let's say six
months.
That was
a bit. I mean, that was a bit.
What?
6 months.
Absolutely. I would give up. I would give up 6 months of pizza.
How? But you don't even eat pizza once a week. Maybe
that's not true.
You eat pizza more than once a week?
No, but I love pizza. So to give if I ate pizza once a week, which I think is strong, I'd say once every 2 weeks. If I had pizza once every 2 weeks, now to give it up for 6 months, that's a long time.
No, it's only a couple sittings. You could do
would
pizza.
Would you give up pizza for 5 years?
Yes.
If the Islanders win the cup now?
Yes.
Would you never eat pizza again for the Islanders to win the cup?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
I don't believe him, Dave.
You don't believe me?
Because we've seen
this is what he is. He's a big liar.
I can't even eat pizza right now on this restrictive diet.
Which is maybe why I'm in a bad mood.
All it takes is Cass saying she wants pizza from her favorite spot, and there goes
Rick. How about
if
you weighed the pizza? Then could you eat it?
No, it's not on the sheet. I can't eat the pizza. Doesn't fulfill the requirements.
How about if you just put like a side of pizza on the scale next to the broccoli?
So I'll replace the extra 4 ounces of broccoli with pizza.
Yeah, exactly. That works. I think it's the perfect way to go. Guests on DCRP via the Goodyear Hotline. What you've done this morning has really turned off our entire listening audience.
Why do you say that? I think people are picking sides.
No, I don't think people want to. I think people want to have a summer of love, and you're making them choose sides in a war.
No, I think I was antagonized by you two. And the things have to change.
Let's
say enough
is
enough.
Sal and Duchess. Good morning, Sal. You're on 98.7.
Guys, good morning. You guys always make my morning anyway, unless my grandson comes up. Then it's over. But here we go. I just want to say, Rick, ask. I mean, first of all, who is the nut on the show? Do you think is the nut on the show?
Dave's
Any
the
guesses?
Nut. Dave's the nut.
I'm not the nut.
Dave's the nut. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave,
I love, listen, I like you. I like all the things you do for the show. All you three guys have all great opinions, great everything. But Dave, when you try to get people, like on Saturday, I listened to the show, and you were having people to call in and say, what would you give for your team to win? Would you give a pinky toe, this, that? They got to be nuts to even mention anything like that. Like,
why?
For instance, when you throw, but Dave, when you throw a treadmill through a screen door.
I didn't throw it, and it was no
screen. I smashed the treadmill through the blind, through the window.
Through the window, okay, through the window, but you have to pay for it. I mean, if that if the Giants win or lose, do they put food on your table? Do they pay for your kids' car? No, enjoy the game, relax.
Depends if you got big money.
For you to have.
You know, I just had a brilliant idea. Sal, and thanks for the phone call, Rick. I had such an epiphany right now for you. It's genius.
No, I know what you're doing. No, I don't want this epiphany.
Yes, Dave.
No,
yes.
I don't want it. It's
yes,
phenomenal.
Dave.
I don't want it.
Yes, Dave.
How well do you know me? What am I going to say?
Go ahead, Dave.
I know what
no,
you're going to say. You're going to bully me into something.
I'm not going to bully you into
nut,
anything.
You're the nut of the show.
No, I think it's honestly very, very smart and ingenious. You bet a large sum of money on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No.
Like money that would pain you to lose.
No.
Then if the Islanders win, you're ecstatic because the Islanders win. If the Islanders lose, now you're sitting in cash.
That's the same logic that he uses when he makes his football picks, Dave. Same logic.
It's genius.
You should
do
it.
No, it's not genius.
I mean, you could drown your sorrows of an Islanders loss in some fresh cash.
That's right. And if the Islanders win, you don't need the money anyway. I mean, you get paid monthly from numerous outlets.
That's another subtle shot. Thanks.
Those are the worst. How is that subtle? That was not subtle.
Well, for most people, yeah, that's a little subtle. Like, you need to have to know to get it. It's really I mean, it's nasty. I'm not saying, I mean, it's definitely one of the nastiest things you've ever said to me.
No, I've been much nastier.
Okay, so you admit it. I love
you're
Sal.
Mean
I love,
to me.
I love, you know how much I love Sal. Who's the nut of the show?
That's Sal. I'll give you the year.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Who's the nut of the show?
No.
By the way, Jameson Taillon on the mound this afternoon for your Yankees, Canty.
That doesn't make me feel good.
He's got to give you a decent start, no? Yeah, you're home against the Royals.
I hear what you're saying, Dave. I don't feel good about it. If I get 15 outs from Jameson Taillon, I take it as a win. 15 outs, let's say two-run ball or better, I'll take it. It's a very low bar for him to clear. Very low. I don't trust him, Dave.
How could you?
Do you blame me for that?
No.
Okay.
I think you'd be crazy if you did trust him.
Yeah, and in the last couple of games, I'm not feeling great about my bullpen either. Loaiza two nights ago, last night Chapman, I don't know, man. Feel like we're starting to come undone in that department. But hopefully with Gary Sanchez and what he's doing along with the rest of the guys in the lineup, Luke Voit being back, hopefully that alleviates some pressure on the pitching staff as a whole.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, I love questions.
All right. Okay, so, I mean, we're so focused on Gerrit Cole, right, and the spin rates and everything else.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's clearly, he was using it, and now he's finding a way because he's so good to pitch around it and whatever. I mean, was it just the baseball with Gleyber Torres? Like, what happened to him? Like, what happened? This is not the same, offensively, the same Gleyber Torres. But, God, he doesn't hit home runs anymore.
No. He looks like he's just mediocre.
But Dave, I mean, you went from 38 home runs.
What does he have here? Six?
Did you see his slugging percentage recently?
Yeah, he's been bad.
I mean, it's not the same player. Was it just the baseball?
Old is he? Like 25?
He's a young guy. He's
really young, yeah.
Well, you thought he was like your foundational piece moving forward. Like he was one of the untouchables.
Hey, I try to look at it as glass half full with him. At least he's a lot better defensively of late. So I'll take that.
That's yeah, true. A lot better. But here's the thing, though. He's a lot better, but he's not.
He's not good enough to justify just being a guy that's in
he's
your lineup
so
because
elite.
Of his defense. Yeah,
no. He's got three home runs, Dave.
No, he has three on the year?
Yeah, he's got three on the season.
Three home runs, yeah.
How many RBIs?
He had, what, three last year, too?
23 RBIs.
And he had, three last year, too, right?
Yep, three last year.
So he's on pace for like seven home runs and 55 RBIs.
It's a different player. Like you thought,
it's a bad player is what it is.
Well, I don't know if it is in today's Major League Baseball and in the offensive where we're at, and maybe that changes because of the no sticky stuff. It's not terrible. But you expected him to be the guy who could carry. I mean,
if he played all year long and I gave you seven home runs and 55 RBIs from this guy, you'd say that's terrible.
from this guy. Yeah, but that, because he already set the bar so high. He went from, I mean, he went 24 in 2018 with a slugging percentage of 480 to all of a sudden, I mean, which is good, 2019, 38, 90 RBIs, and his slugging percentage was 535. Over the last 2 years, and I know it was only 60 games, but he played 42 of them. He's got six home runs, and this year right now we're looking at a slugging percentage of 323.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not the same guy.
No, it's not. And that's 2 years running now, right? I mean, it's almost a full season. What was it, 60 games last year?
106 games is the number that you're looking for, Dave. 106 games, and he's got a total of six home runs. Whoa. And he's got 39 RBIs.
Oh, my God. That is repulsive. It really is.
No, it's not good.
No. Let's go to John in the truck. Good morning, John. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I just wanted to touch on Aroldis Chapman. It feels like ever since this whole sticky stuff situation came out, he's really been struggling. I heard Buster the other day talking about an AL East relief pitcher really struggling since it's come up.
Chapman has not been the same guy.
You know who that is?
Chapman has not been good.
No. No, that's two straight outings that he has not been good.
He's blown, I mean, he was 11 for 11 to start, and now he's blown three of his last eight saves?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the one in Minnesota was brutal. Last night, he was not good. And the one against Toronto, he was very fortunate.
I just don't know under that, and I get it, like, the kid doesn't have a hit yet. Mm. But, I mean, if you consider Chapman one of the best in the business, like, you think that
Carlos Santana.
He's a veteran enough to know that, like, okay, like, let him strike himself out. Right, like you don't have to go right after him, and so, or at least let him start the at bat and see what happens, as opposed to just giving him the free pass.
Yeah. Or maybe he can't pitch around a guy. Maybe he doesn't have enough control that he can pitch around a guy. But I don't know. Give me a 100-mile-an-hour fastball high and away, and if he swings at it, then you win that battle. And if not, then you go on to face the guy that's never had a hit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, even if you go, first two pitches, we'll see where this at bat is headed. And if it doesn't work out,
and then if it's awful, then you put him on base. I couldn't agree with you more. KJZ this morning, a lot of NBA talk, a lot of Hawks with a huge win game one. And I think everyone's favorite, Brian Windhorst, will be on the show at 8:10 this morning.
Oh, so, Windy, nice.
That's right. And then you're going to be on Barton Hahn at 12:10 today.
Yeah, I can't say no to Winthrop. I can't. Every time
I don't understand.
So
I offer you a spot in the 11 o'clock hour of Saturday, and you won't do it. But the noon hour of Barton Hahn, you're willing to do.
Well, Saturday and Sunday, it's just all. Like, you got to turn it off at some point. Like, I don't know how you do.
Well, I don't
give you
tons
of credit. Listen, I give you tons of credit. I don't know how mentally you can handle doing more radio on Saturday. Like, I give you tons of credit. I can't.
It's not easy. But I'm a pro.
You're a pro's pro. That's why you're the best. I mean, I'm not afraid to say you're the best in the business. That's fine.
This is what you do. And my contract says I have to do Saturdays too, so that's why I do it. In fact, all right, Santi, let's go. It's time for the three stars of the show.
Today's three stars of DCR.
And today's three stars is brought to you by.
Can you turn your mic up, please?
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. I mean, for God's sakes, be a professional here.
Oh, the nerve. Today's three stars of the day is brought to you by 7-Eleven. With that in the theme of everybody being so spiteful and sniping and having the Avatar Wars going on, I'm just going to do it this way.
Number three.
I'm going to rank the avatars that we've seen so far today. And Dave Rothenberg, has nothing to do with your attitude just now. Just I really need more from you as far as these wars go. Maybe you next time you go to the Rothenberg Podcast Network, you got to tell Rod and Todd to step their game up. Either that or stop outsourcing them, because I was kind of underwhelmed by the ones you had today.
He's going to war with a musket.
Let me see this. I get the third star for not putting good avatars together.
There's a reason
He's ranking the avatars.
Exactly. Pay attention.
Number two.
Speaking about being professional. Number two is going to go to Chris Canty. He had an excellent one to start the fiasco morning. The sacking of Rick Sanchez, DiPietro. Nice one. And I appreciated one. And it would have been the number one star of the day, but honestly.
Number one.
You cannot top the one from Rick DiPietro about an hour ago. Go check him out at HDumpty39. There's Dave. There's Diana Rossini. Dave is lurking once again. I got to tell you, very disturbing, but very funny.
That's
three stars of the day.
Your rankings.
Three starts of the day brought to you by 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, use the 7NOW app for free delivery with code FREENOW. 7-Eleven, take it to 11.
Ray, I am offended like Aaron Rodgers wore a t-shirt by your rankings today.
You're gross.
I'm offended.
Santiago.
I've never loved
you
more, Santi.
You sounded better when you didn't have your microphone on to start the segment.
Never loved Santi more. Oh, my God.
Because you're playing him like a fiddle, like a little violin.
I'll tell you what, if you need, I want some
of
that smoke on your side. I'm right there with you if you want.
Look at that. The transmitter on my side. Oh. Team Rick is on fire right now.
Fine. Do your little go. Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro, Canty, Rothenberg, and...
Everybody.
Lightning.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.